All right.
Yo, she'd one there as well. From you sent it to me for me to review it. Yo, I saved the I just bookmark it because at the time I was on a tower working. And yo, up until now I haven't seen it. Well, I guess I'll just watch all of them. Yo, what are you going with that girl, yo? That girl from Canada that you just had the mad chemistry with. You never say she'll come Jamaica. What happened? Well, she went down with you? Well, go on.
All right, yeah. All right. On stage. Coming live. You are a pro, man. Yo, I'm gonna see you. Just the intro alone to your thing, but thing shot. Yeah, the music, you know, the visuals. Top notch. Like,
you call it like how you see it, right?
Yeah, people would. Well, I would pay big money for that. Yeah, I won.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah, it took me back to my days in London, you know.
Oh, that's
right. You know, MTV bass.
So we actually have the pleasure of being joined by a man of many talents. Not one of which is being a gooner.
Behave yourself, gooner for life.
But Staminami, could you give the people a bit of your background? So you're not just a gooner by association. So you actually lived in London at some point.
Yeah, man, I lived in London from 2002 until 2008.
Right.
Yeah, man, the first house that me and my dad lived in, like, was in Highbury, Islington. Okay. Islington, not Highbury, Islington.
Right.
You know, which is just a small walk down to Highbury. Yeah, but my dad, he's a gunner through and through. You know what I mean? Straight Arsenal supporter. And most of my male relatives are as well.
Damien?
Yeah, Damien included. You know what I mean? So.
And Emil, he's going to be here July 4th.
Yeah.
Emil.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so it's only natural, you know?
Absolutely.
So yeah, even in these hard times, these times that I don't really wish to talk about.
Hey, but.
It's still an Arsenal fan.
If I'm being completely honest as a Man U fan, we're on the same hard times.
Yeah.
Our ownership is more concerned about profits as opposed to actually winning, which would increase profits, which doesn't make sense to me. As an executive, you know about money. If you increase the product, if the product is better, you're going to get more
revenue. Absolutely. Right. Because, like, even Arsenal, like, I think they're trying to, perhaps, you know, perhaps business-wise, you know, up until the Untouchables, I guess it was years of investing, you know, so perhaps it might be sad for us as fans, but we just have to take it, you know. So that's where they're at, you know. Maybe right now they're just trying to get back, you know, get back, because they did invest quite a lot, like, not just the stadium, like, but before that, you know, with the players and all that stuff, you know, they were spending money, perhaps not as much as Man U are. Yeah, City. But I'm talking about way back, you know. So it was Manchester United,
sure.
And then Chelsea.
Definitely.
You know, so
Roman, right?
Yeah, Roman Abramovich. Yeah, that guy, he brought some big bucks and brought more than just two horses to the race, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. But
so now that we're in the transfer window, you know, a few rumors out there. So how do you feel about the rumor of Aubameyang?
Yo,
who you just died less than a year ago, feels like.
Yo, if that happens, I was telling you the other day that if that happens, perhaps I just might support football, you know, just from a fan level, you know, generally. Come on, after Van Persie, you know, like.
Yeah, that would be worse than Van Persie.
It would be, you know, the guy just came, set his mark, and he's certainly capable of doing better things, you know, greater things for the, you know, for the rest of his productive years.
Absolutely.
So, like, you're just gonna sell him. You need the quality. You need more quality. You don't need to be letting out any right now, you know. So, if that's their motive, then oh my god.
And
you
I
know,
thought there was more time for him and Lacazette to develop a partnership.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we still. I don't think we've still really seen, you know, the best of both of them, you know, together. You know, because they still really haven't got the full opportunity to play all the time together, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, and when they do, it shows, you know, like, you know, they help each other out, you know? Yeah, they get goals, they assist each other out, you know, they distract defenders, you know, and all that stuff, you know? So, yo, if Arsenal sells Aubameyang, especially to Manchester United, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not going to feel bad for you at all. I'll be honest.
Yeah, you're a Man U fan.
But we wanted him before. Like, I feel like as fans, we wanted him more than Lukaku.
Well, he wanted.
And y'all got him.
Yeah, we got him. You know, we needed him.
And in the winter transfer window, which is even harder to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Arsenal is Arsenal, man. You know, the history of Arsenal and just, you know, treatment of players and taking care of players. You know, Wenger did a good job at, you know, making Arsenal play that. Even when you don't expect it, like, right, a star would still go to Arsenal. You know what I mean? But Jax, why, if they sell him.
So if you had your choice, who would you want as a transfer for your squad to get better and compete for the top four?
That's a question. I mean, like, realistically, realistically, who we could get. I mean, I hear that. What's the latest I heard? Some winger. What's his name? I don't remember. I saw that. They were
Gareth Bale?
Gareth Bale.
But if you get him on loan.
Hey, if Gareth Bale comes to Arsenal, yeah, I think we'd be a shoo-in for anything we play in, because we all know what Bale can do. You know,
if he stays healthy,
I was just about to say that. You know,
I was about to say,
as long as he's healthy, you know, he gives something, and then with his pace, you know, we have, you know, Arsenal, we're known for quickness. You know what I mean? For pace. You know, so he would just complement what I guess we're trying to get back to, because I don't really think, I mean, Aubameyang and Lacazette isn't the fastest, but he's pretty quick.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And Aubameyang, he's a cheetah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Bale, he's pretty quick as well. So.
They're all in the top 1%. Well, Abla and Bale are in the top 1% of speed wise. Absolutely. Yeah, pace. Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, so if we could get Bale on loan, that would be amazing. You know, but in the midfield, I think we need some proven quality in the midfield.
Torreira was all right though.
Yeah, he's good. You know, he's good, but he's still young, you know, just like Guendouzi. He's good. He's a warrior. He has heart. You know, he plays with everything in him, it appears, you know, but sometimes that's not too good, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you need somebody, you know, 27 years old, and, you know, 27 to 30, you know, a more mature person, been in the game for a while,
experience,
you know?
Absolutely,
experience, you know,
but also that leadership quality that I feel like you guys need.
Yeah, definitely. So for that, I'm trying to remember, like, are we talking realistically or any scenario?
Well, it's transfer season, so obviously it's going to be both.
You know what? Yo, I like Pogba.
What?
Yeah, man, I like Pogba. I take Pogba.
You know he's going
to
Real Madrid. Come on now.
Yeah, he's going to go to
Real. Or Juventus, either
one. Yeah, he's going to go one of them, but, you know, I like Pogba. I think he's my favorite midfielder right now. You know, despite what he does for Man U most of the times, or how the manager allows him to play. I don't know, but based on his work, based on the World Cup, bro, yo, Pogba.
I think his selling point to come to Man U from Patrice Evra was like, he was like, Paul, and obviously they're saying this in French, you can be the Patrick Vieira type of player, because he has that quality and that power.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I like him so much, because Patrick Vieira, that was my midfielder, you know? An absolute boss. You know what I mean? Them Monday.
Stepping on ankles and all that.
Yeah, man. Yes, I. You know? Yeah, rough you up. Don't feel like you're gonna come and dominate me anywhere.
Box to box.
You know what I mean? Only midfielder that was any close to Vieira was your guy, Roy Keane.
That's fair. Yeah. I would also put Scholes in there.
Yeah, Scholes was in there, but he was good attacking.
Right. He was a maestro.
But, yeah, but Keane, he was
boss.
A beast.
He was the boss. Him and Vieira got in some.
Yeah, they were always
many squabbles.
Yeah, many. Absolutely. But, yo, Pogba, I like Pogba.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Boy.
I mean, yeah, who's out there? Who's available?
Who's available? I don't hear no talk about no midfielders.
I can see y'all getting someone like Yannick Carrasco and just bringing him back from China. Him and Paulinho, something like that. Because they'd be cheaper options.
Mm-hmm. How old are they?
I feel like they have to be between 26 and 30.
Well, if that's the deal, then would they be willing to? You know? Is the Chinese league as demanding as the Premiership?
Oh, of course not.
Yeah, so what's, you know?
They only went there for money, right?
Yeah, exactly, you know? So, you know, it's if they want to.
Well, I think we all know that if they aren't playing in the top, let's say, three
top
to leagues, four.
They won't go to the World Cup.
They're not getting on their international squad.
Yeah.
Because Paulinho came from China to play for Barca. And then after the World Cup, he went back to China for the money. So, yeah.
Well, if they're available and they're looking to, you know, to do the same thing for the next World Cup, then why not? Come on. Yo, we need strength in Arsenal, to be honest. That's the main thing. You know, we need strength. We need maturity. You know, we need some guys who really believe in Arsenal, you know, like really.
Absolutely.
You know, really stand up.
Who are fans?
Yeah, who are fans of the club as well, you know what I mean?
Because I feel like the modern footballer, you alluded to this earlier when we were talking about it earlier, they just want the money.
Yeah,
they don't care about the history, about none of that.
Yeah, you know, I think footballers are always, well, especially in England, they're always stars, you know?
Right.
But, you know, so I think, but that in itself, like, if being a footballer is enough to make you a star, whenever, like, from ever since, before, you know, now with social media and with all the extraness that goes along with it. You know, so now when you're getting better paid, you know, to do the same job, and it's the same place, it's the same atmosphere, so why all the extra stuff?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's a bit crazy, you know, and, yo, superstars. Yeah, everybody just wants to be a superstar.
But here, again,
you know,
here...
Whether or not they're actually that good, you know, everybody, like, hyping up some players who they're supposed to be that good. You know what I mean? They've been in academy since they could walk, most of them.
Right.
You understand? So they should be playing as how they're playing. Nothing that they're doing is not amazing to me because, like I said, they've been brought up to do all that stuff.
Right. You know what I mean? That's expected. You're a specialist.
That's expected. Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
It's not like you were going to school all that time. Granted, I feel like there's general education in those academies, maybe.
Yeah, they do some classes.
Right. But you're doing football 1,000%. Like, come on.
100%. You know what I mean? And I'm sure their academic expectations are different.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Right.
Yeah, those classes are probably just to make sure that you're not dumb.
Yeah, bubblegum 101.
Yeah, so, you know, you know, I'm thirsty. I want to see a player that, you know, perhaps even if he went to an academy, but at least maybe he only went when he was 16 because he was discovered just playing somewhere far, you know, like somewhere
right.
that we haven't heard about. And it's just really just talent. You know what I mean?
You just have to be careful of the way you do it because even clubs like Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, and now Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
If you you know, recruit the wrong way that age, you'll get the FIFA, not the FIFA, the UEFA sanction, right?
Right.
FIFA fair play. Financial fair play, excuse me.
Suarez broke down in tears as
he
missed.
Yeah. They lost?
Apparently. I'm just checking my feed.
Well, I'm not
sorry for Suarez, none at all.
Well, of That's course not. Not right. liverwurst, are you kidding me? Liverpool, please.
He takes the game too serious.
Well,
I mean, I appreciate the spirit, but
right,
you know, when you're gonna be biting people and
not in the ear,
deliberately, you know, doing things to prevent.
Racially abusing Patrice Evra on the pitch.
Yeah, that's
and
surprise.
It got caught up by Mikes as well. Like, what are you doing?
Yo. From he pulled that stunt against Ghana at the World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then to see the camera pick him up celebrating. Like, bro, like.
Right, I mean.
Yeah, he's annoying.
Yeah, he's a bit of a plunker, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh. Though he does look like a malnourished goalkeeper, donkey.
His spot kick got saved. Excellent.
Oh, he's definitely going to feel bad. All right, so who's going to get top four in the Prem this year?
Top four. I'm going to always say Arsenal, you know, because I always have to hope for, you know, hope for the best.
Even if you guys get no transfers, you get top four.
I mean, I don't think it's out of our reach because look at last year. I think it was very much within our reach, and I cannot explain what happened, you know, but
sure,
it just broke down.
However, for the first time in history, I think Spurs might beat you in the transfer market this season.
Yeah.
Because they might get Ndombele from, you know, Lyon.
Yeah, they have money to spend and all that.
The new stadium, that's right.
Hey, bro, I'm just going to always.
So you might be the third best team in London.
Hey. We're always number one. Always number one.
Maybe in terms of fan base, maybe.
No one. Come on, we beat Tottenham last year. We beat Chelsea. They beat us. We beat them. You know? Punch for punch.
All right.
Yeah, punch for punch. We might be down, but we're not out. You know, and who knows? Who knows? Mr. Ozil might decide to play some football next year. Who knows?
Oh, that's definitely not going to happen. What I'm about to
Hey. Yeah, we can always hope. Or if he's not going to play, I just wish they would sell him. You know?
They should have let him go for free.
Like, yo.
He would have did nothing. If he would have went for free, I would have been even better off, I believe.
Brethren, like, yeah, I want that guy to do so well, you know, because from he was a young player from their first World Cup that I thought that they would have won. You know, when I saw that, you know, their first World Cup, Ozil and, you know, Mueller and all them playing together, I was like, yo, these guys are going to win this thing.
Absolutely.
You know? And then it didn't happen. And then the following World Cup, they did it. You know? So I was like, yo, I expect Ozil, you know, to be, because he was brilliant in those World Cups, Brendan.
He was, you know what I mean? He was definitely a magician.
Yeah, and it's just sometimes we see it, and unfortunately, it's with the weaker teams, the teams you expect to win, you know, the teams you expect to beat.
Yeah.
And then another time, you know, teams that I remember when I was younger, and you know, I'd get a betting sheet for football games from my dad. You know, I'd see his games, you know, his cards, not mine. You know, yeah, my dad's cards, you know, and I'd look at them, you know, and sometimes he'd get one, and he would give it to me just for a guess, you know, at dumb luck or Charles luck or whatever it is, for me to put my predictions. And some of the teams that are beating Arsenal now, like, I would have never, ever, 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 ever picked those teams against the Gunners, you know, and all of a sudden.
Even if they were away.
Yeah, and no, teams are beating us, not because they're better, but just because they're just so much more confident. You know, because.
And they didn't want it that game. They just bottled it, really. They didn't have the bottle.
Yeah.
Like Arsenal, Tottenham, innit?
Yeah, Arsenal, we just need some balls. I don't know what they're playing with or what they're training with, but they need more balls in that system or something.
I think,
you know
what
I mean? Yeah.
I think it's going to be up to Spurs, you, and us for top four. I don't know if Chelsea without Hazard is going to be able to compete. I don't even know who their manager is.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping they just go back to where they used to be, you know, sixth place, you know, stuff like that. Sixth place. Yeah.
Oh, Europa League merchants. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Before Abramovich, what else were they doing?
That's facts. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know, so it's only natural, you know, just as how what I'm thinking may be going on now, you know, at some point he's going to want his money back.
Oh, he's definitely going to want that.
You know, so perhaps that's what he's trying to do now.
And we all know his agent's going to be like, yeah, it's time to get you paid, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, a couple billion he's invested? You know what I mean? Like spending on players, you know, so, yo, the man,
And that's, I heard the allegedly the leader of, you know, Russia, Vladimir Putin, El Presidente, he apparently, because Roman was, you know, sided with him politically, I think the actual government who are against Putin actually want Roman to sell, because apparently he did some shady things.
Well,
allegedly, allegedly. That's just what I heard. I have no idea.
Well, that's not football. I don't know nothing about that.
But if they have to sell, if he has to sell, who's it getting sold to? I don't know
and I don't care, bro. That's Chelsea.
But you might care if it gets sold to a Saudi billionaire, just like how Man U might get bought by a Saudi billionaire. Then you
if that's the case,
that's a problem. It might be worse than Roman in terms of investing, in terms of they just gonna throw cash at it.
Yeah, we need a Saudi investor at Arsenal.
Exactly. You need the
you know, we need somebody who has some money to throw around. You know, because 45 million in the modern day market, bro, that's one player.
Exactly.
That's one player, like one defender.
And one good player. Not a great, but good.
A like defender, though.
Right, decent, though.
Yeah, for 45 mil.
Wan-Bissaka, 50. Or 49 and some add-ons, but whatever.
Yeah, yo, Bridget, like, for 45, like, we need a midfielder. Who are you going to get for 45? I mean, they're going to have to go down to South America or something.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Chances are that's what they're planning.
And
go back to Africa.
That too.
You know what I mean? Go back to Africa. You know, do the Wenger way, you know?
Because everyone knows that the Premier League teams have money. So they're going to demand top dollar.
Yeah.
Just for inflation.
Man, but it's crazy though. You know, football has changed so much. You know, the prices have gotten ridiculous.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that's just how much money that, you know, is generating that you can have that.
Yeah.
All right, so who do you...
top four?
Yeah, so who do you think... Yeah.
All right, I'm backing... I'm hoping for Liverpool to actually...
Liverwurst? What?
Yeah, I'm...
Apparently, Mo Salah is going to get sold.
Well, if... he's good right now. He's one of the top scorers right now, top shooters. You know, a top striker.
Top ball. He top ain't Benzema, baller, though.
Yeah, top striker.
He better than Benzema.
You know, but, I think Liverpool could be all right without him, though. You know, because they have a solid squad.
Apparently, they might buy Coutinho back from Barca, and that happens.
I just saw that I'm a loop, you know. I'm a feed, but, yo, Coutinho, based off how all the defenders, because... If I were a defender, obviously I'd be watching football just as a fan anyhow. So seeing how the year he had in Spain, coming back to England, like,
yeah,
I'm not expecting nothing great from if he comes back there. Like, I mean, that's just how I look at things, you know. I don't think great for him, but as a defender, I'd be like, yeah, you're coming back here, yeah, you're washed up, mate. You know what I mean? I'm gonna have you. I don't think he's gonna have the same impact like he probably did before, you know.
So you're gonna give it to City again to win and Liverpool second?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. Like I said, you know, I'm hoping that Liverpool could do it because last year it was only 1 point.
However, if
only 1 point, and what if Guardiola decides he wants a new challenge?
He could.
You know what I mean? What if that happens then? Would City still be the same force that they are?
And they're thinking about selling Leroy Sané to Bayern.
Right. And I'm sure other players would probably, if Guardiola leaves, you know, they'd probably consider leaving as well.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, City might not be the same City. And come on. Yo, just like how Chelsea, a whole heap of money spent, they rose, did their thing, and then, you know, you see where they are now. They slowly started the decline.
Yeah,
I'm just waiting for Man City.
It balances. Yeah, it's gonna balance itself out. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, every dog has their day, and I think Liverpool took enough time. You know, they've had enough time in the dungeons.
20 years, right? Two decades.
Yeah, you know. So, I mean, they won the Champions League.
Yeah, I was
they
about
lost
to say.
The Prem. Yeah, they lost the Prem by 1 point.
Yeah.
You know, so perhaps next year, you know, is the year where they finally cross the line.
And but like you said, if Pep wants a new challenge, because all the pressure is going to be on them to get the Champions League.
Yeah.
Because you've already won the title. That's fine, mm-hmm. Pep. All right, mm-hmm. you outspend everyone. Now let's you gotta show something for it. Yeah. You gotta get a Champions League now.
Champions League.
So who do you think is gonna win? Who is your top four? Who's gonna be in the semifinals? Obviously, matchups depend, but based on caliber of talent and playing style.
Champions League, you're talking about? Like,
who's gonna be in the semifinals?
Man, yo, Josh, that's a big.
That's right, man. Predictions. Go out on a limb.
Mm.
In it. Mm.
All right, then. So, you have the usual suspects. Real Madrid, Barcelona.
I don't know if Real will be up there this year.
Hey, it's Real Madrid.
I mean, Hazard is great, but they still have a lot of problems to fix, especially in the midfield. Midfield is getting a little long in the tooth there.
All right. But if they have enough quality
mm-hmm.
and they have somebody like Hazard in the mix, I mean, Chelsea weren't really all that for most of the season last year. And that little guy just turned it up.
Of course, because he could do that.
He went for finals, you know what I mean? Because he has that ability, it's like one, he just needs to tell himself, okay, I'm gonna play today. And he plays. If his mind ain't right, he probably won't play. Maybe he needs some weed or something, get him smoking, Get him to chill,
Maybe. Maybe that'll help.
Maybe not. Maybe he already spends too much time in his own head. Because even Ozil, I think maybe that's one of his problems, maybe. He thinks too much about what everybody's saying and, all of that stuff.
Right. I mean, don't think about it if it doesn't motivate you. It doesn't make
exactly.
Sense.
Because those kind of things, when you start worrying about everybody else and everything else, then without even realizing it, you have no energy left.
Right.
So you turn up to do a job and you're just there. You're just coasting. You're just going through the paces. Just.
Okay, P work.
Yeah, man. Now I know.
So I would have to put City and Liverpool have to. I feel like they might have a shout.
City, Liverpool. Yeah, man.
Perhaps Juventus. Maybe Barcelona, depending on who they get. If they get Neymar back, Neymar is very disciplined in the Barca system.
Mm-hmm.
We saw him with his, let's say, superstar behavior in PSG. Yeah, and I like Neymar, but he kind of brought it on himself this year. And he's usually injury prone during the Carnival. Every single year he's always off during Carnival, no matter what.
Neymar is that player that, when you're always asking me about superstars, mm-hmm. he's that player that I would want to be the real superstar, because he has the skills, he has the flair to turn it up.
Absolutely.
So he's that player that I would like to be, the main focus of football,
1,000%.
Yeah, but man, that diving, I don't like that stuff.
Oh, yeah, he dives with the best of them. I would say he dives better than Ronaldo. Something that's ironic is they both have the same birthday, which is interesting.
So let's hope that as he gets older, just as our Ronaldo, really, Fergie guide him and turn him into a man, perhaps somebody could do the same thing for Neymar.
Hopefully Messi, right, if he goes back.
Hopefully. Messi is that player that if I was playing with him, if he tried to talk to me certain ways, I'd probably punch him in his face.
What?
Yeah.
Has he not earned that respect, though?
I mean, as a player, yes. But I don't know. Just looking at him on the TV, bro, he just has that demeanor about him that, behind the scene, he's not such a nice guy.
But that's what I hear. But
He just looks like a cunt to me. Like, nobody has to tell me, but he just looks like a cunt. I swear. So I know, I will always respect somebody's talent or whatever they can do, whatever they bring to the table. But if you're an asshole, you're an asshole. And if you pass your place, I'm gonna chin you.
Oh, you gonna check him? All right.
Yeah. And he looks like that person that
I think the world would collectively pay to watch you check Leo Messi. Because he might bless you with a nutmeg himself.
Yeah.
While you trying to check him.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably would. And just flip it over my head and all, Yo.
So speaking of Messi and, you know, Ronaldo, who do you think is going to be the heir apparent, as in, like, the undisputed best in the world? Is either, you know, in the top, is either those two, or could it be just one? Because right now, for me, it has to be Mbappe. He's in the ascendancy consistently in every single tournament. I know Ligue 1 is considered a pub league. That's fair.
Right.
However, World Cup stage, dominated. And the Champions League, he dominates. Even when PSG was out Neymar and they lost to us, Mbappe still did his thing. Assists, goals, being a constant threat, rampant, you know, pace.
Yeah, I think he has the potential. I mean, I like Mbappe because, I always have to go back, but he reminds me of Henry.
I would say he reminds me of Pelé, even though I've never seen him, but in terms of the joy in which he plays, he's not scared to do anything.
Right. Well, I guess in that sense, fine. Yeah, I see the comparison, but, you know, playing style, you know, pace, and just being a threat, just being a constant nuisance.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like,
I would be terrified if I was a defender.
Exactly, you know, so, yeah, to me, he looks like Henry when he's playing, you know, so, yeah, I'm at. But he's so young. I mean, he only has room to grow.
I mean, he's still a teenager.
You know, so, yeah, so God's willing, you know, there are no injuries. He doesn't let the modern day hype get to his head, you know, and sidetrack him. But, he could be, I mean, he, especially after the World Cup, I mean, he sure looked like the next superstar, you know, like for certain.
He definitely gained a lot of fans with his play.
Yeah, you know, and he was, I mean, Pogba was, you know, solid. The whole team was solid, but
yep, Griezmann,
Mbappe,
everybody.
He was the one that made the crowd cheer.
That was they were getting up. I mean? They were getting up to watch him.
Yeah.
You know, every time he got the ball, everybody standing up.
Exactly, you know, because it's like, he looked like the new phenomenon, you know, or the next phenom. So, yeah, I guess he, the outright top man of the game. Yeah, Mbappe.
Right.
You know, for sure. Yeah, but more Neymar for a get fee moment. But the man, because me a Brazilian fan, you know, as well. You know, so it's kind of strange when a Brazilian's not, you know?
I don't know what it is after the OG Ronaldo, Ronaldinho, Roberto Carlos, that whole generation of Brazilian superstars, like legitimate superstars in La Liga or wherever. It just hasn't been as potent. All the players haven't been that lethal.
No, they haven't, because it's just a symptom of everywhere, man. Like, the best players, to me, in any league, anywhere, they're all the same, you know? They're just modern, you know what I mean?
Specialists, that's it.
Yeah, they're just modern. So they're not doing anything that they're not supposed to do, and they're about the hype. They love the hype.
They definitely love the hype.
That's they love the hype.
The branding, the social media, the Jesse Lingard behavior, you know.
Yeah, Ronaldinho, like, if you check it, when he started going really party boy, you know, his career started going down. You know, when he really started going, you know, hype man, started going back way, you know. So before him, you know, Ronaldo, Rivaldo.
Oh, yeah.
All of those guys, they weren't hype guys. You know what I mean? You saw them in the media, yes, but
the media hyped them. They didn't say nothing.
Exactly. You know, we have players now that they're chasing that attention. You know what I mean? And they have probably not them, but their teams, their agents, and their, you know, whoever. They're marketing them to look bigger than how they actually are.
Yeah.
You know? So I think, you know, that's the thing right now, you know? The stars, they want to real stars. Yeah. And I really start him. That ain't my book, you know. No Ronaldo or Ronaldinho's out here.
Right.
You know what I mean? No Henry's. I miss those players.
And, you know, just for the record, who do you think is better, Henry or Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yo, Henry, I'm a baller. Henry, what are you talking about?
Yo, you talking that gooner nonsense, guy.
Yo, look. Ronaldo works hard. Ronaldo...
He's a gym rat. He in the gym right now. He probably in the pool swimming, riding the bike in the pool.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's a robot. Like they made him or something, you know? But Henri bridging all day. Henri. I see man pulling down Henri in the box and the man going down and chipping the ball over the goalkeeper.
Yeah, that was coolest goal I've ever seen from Henri. Absolutely.
You know, the man, yo, Henry, I'm a baller all day. You know what I mean? Yeah, if when I was 16 and I thought I was quick and I thought I could play football, if I was confident enough, yeah, I'd try to play like Henry, but I always hit in the defense. You know, so, you know, I hit in the defense. You know, because it's easy to look good as a defender when you have a little pace, you know, so.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, because strikers don't beat you so easy, you know.